Saint Joseph is our hero. And why is that? Well, he is the foster father of the Son of God. That makes him a most amazing hero. He is the spouse of our Blessed Mother in the virginal marriage in which he had with our Blessed Mother. He's a hero for that reason. He is, as was declared by Pope Pius IX, the patron of the universal church. That makes him a hero. And then Pope Pius XI named him the special patron in the battle against communism. He's a hero for that reason. And then we see these other titles of Saint Joseph in his litany. Illustrious Son of David, Light of Patriarchs, Watchful Defender of Christ, Head of the Holy Family. Each one of them tells us that Saint Joseph is a hero. I could go on and on with these beautiful invocations to Saint Joseph, but you get my point. So we are talking about the greatest saint in heaven after our Blessed Mother. He had to be this way because of the role that he was given to play. And I just listed to you the various titles that Holy Scripture or the teaching of the church ascribed to him. But he seems so ordinary. If you had the Mass of Saint Joseph the Worker in your missals, we read in the Gospel how people were scandalized at our Lord because of his ordinary, seemingly ordinary circumstances and origins. Is he not from Nazareth? What good comes out of Nazareth? Isn't his father just a laborer? But you see, greatness is found in doing the ordinary things well and in meeting the greater challenges. So unfortunately, the real heroes are sometimes not recognized. And Saint Joseph, I'm sure, was not recognized as he should have been or as he could have been when he was on earth. But I am here to tell you today how great he is. And it's because he did the ordinary things well and because of the roles that God has given to him. You know, I'm thinking of a quote from World War II comes to my mind. I believe it was Admiral Halsey, one of the very high-ranking officers who helped conduct the war in the Pacific against the Japanese during World War II. And as one of the highest ranking leaders in the Navy, he saw the heroism of so many American sailors, Marines, and other troops. He saw the horrific carnage on Iwo Jima, on Okinawa, on Saipan, and in other parts of the Pacific. And he had this to say. He says, there are no great men. There are only ordinary men who rise to great challenges. And I've asked myself, why did he say that? And I think I know why. He was saying that to actually encourage the troops who so often didn't think of themselves as being a hero or being extraordinary. He said, look, you may feel ordinary, But you can do great things. You can do heroic things. You can die for your country if that's what's necessary. And almost to a man, every person of the armed forces rose to the occasion and did the most amazing heroic deeds. So I'm not sure that I completely agree with what he said, but I think I understand well the point that he was making. We may feel ordinary, but we can be called to great challenges. And indeed, in our lives, we are at times asked to meet great challenges. But how will we meet those? By doing the ordinary things well, and by the grace of God, as Saint Joseph did, we will do all of the great things that need to be done. Saint Joseph worked. I think that's one of the great themes of today's feast, Saint Joseph the worker. And yes, I have heard people question, or I shouldn't say so much heard them, but read how people questioned Pope Pius XII's decision in instituting this feast of St. Joseph the Worker. And he did it in 1955. And one of the things that is bothersome about that is people sitting on judgment on what the Vicar of Christ has done. And yes, it's true that a pope is not guaranteed to always make the most prudent decision, but in his teaching and in his ruling, a true pope is guaranteed to not do anything that will be harmful to souls. But I, for my part, believe that it was something very timely, very needed, and very wise on the part of Holy Father Pope Pius XII to institute this feast. We have to remember that in the 1950s, the Cold War was in full strength. The Cold War, where the United States and Russia had built up nuclear stockpiles. And they knew that they could destroy one another. And if they began this war, they would not only win it, they would also lose it. And that was an interesting phenomenon. Well, wars are supposed to be hot, so to speak. They're supposed to be filled with real conflict and bloodshed. But the Cold War was communism on one side and the free world on the other side, with the threat of extinguishing one another. And the communists would always parrot the phrase that their communist, totalitarian slavery systems were the workers' paradise. And they were bringing this to a ferment not only in the 40s, but the 50s, especially the workers' paradise, but it was a lie. We have seen the horrors of communism and so often of socialistic systems that deprive people of their God-given rights. It's not a paradise, but they would constantly glorify work as the way to make their slave system operate. My own uncle was a slave in the Soviet Gulag, and he was innocent of any crime. So they would constantly say, the workers' paradise. So how fitting that Pope Pius XII would counteract that at the very height of the Cold War to say, let's honor St. Joseph the worker. The communists made work an end in itself. St. Joseph the Worker teaches us that work is a means to an end. You see the tremendous difference. And the correct way is to see work as a necessary means to fulfill our purpose here on earth. So Pope Pius XII is saying, let's steal their thunder. And on the very day that they would march in their communist parades, May 1st, we're going to have a great celebration in honor of St. Joseph. And we march today up the hill. In honor of God, in honor of our Blessed Mother, in honor of St. Joseph. Another reason I think that is so apropos to Pope Pius XII's decision is something that we heard from the message of Fatima, that our Lord said to Sister Lucia, the first penance I've come to ask is the penance of daily duty. And in an age in which more and more things are invented to save on labor, don't you think we need that message repeated clearly to us over and over again? Sanctify yourself through your daily duty, your daily work. And that's exactly what St. Joseph, our Blessed Mother, and even our Lord, as the carpenter's son, to all appearances, they did their daily duty. So what a timely message. But it's not just at Fatima or with the institution of this feast. We go back to the very beginning of the creation of the human race. Even before God created Eve, he put man, Adam, into the garden of paradise, and he commanded him to work. Thou shalt keep the garden. The law of work was there even before Adam and later on Eve, when she was created, before they fell. And then the law of labor became even more pronounced after the fall, but even before. And yes, gardening is the original occupation, keeping the garden, growing crops, the most original duty of all. And then what does the book of Job say? Chapter 5, the bird is made to fly, or the man is born to labor as the bird is born to fly. So there should be no doubt in our minds of the duty, the obligation, and the sanctifying nature of our daily duty, of doing our work. Just the perseverance it takes. So many times we don't feel like doing our work, our daily duty, and we do it anyway. We're growing in virtue. We are sanctifying ourselves. We're doing good for others. We're fulfilling our purpose in the grand scheme of things. So yes, we should be inspired by the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. By the way, the oration for today, the collect for today's Mass, specifically alludes to the command to labor. But again, we know that it's not just for the sake of laboring. We don't make it an end in itself. It is the means to something better and higher, to fulfill our purpose, to sanctify ourselves, to help us get to heaven. Who was it that said, I think it was St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, as a matter of fact, I think it's her, this wonderful saintly nun, first American citizen to be canonized, even though she was born in Italy, but she became a citizen. I think one of her sayings was, we shall have all eternity in which to rest. Now let us labor. And labor she did. So, as I said today, our thoughts are on St. Joseph, our Lord, and on this first Friday, our Blessed Mother, this first day of the lovely month of May. Let us continue to be inspired by these holy messages, by the significance of this day, and let it help us to sustain and encourage us in fulfilling our daily duty, our duties in life, which will help us to reach heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.